The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
That's right. We're at Free Fire Radio on a Saturday. How can that be? That's because we're down at the Orchard Nutrition Annual Health Fair, and we are having a blast down here. Come on down and join us in the parking lot here. Don't worry about a little bit of sprinkles because everything here is covered. Every one of the vendors is under canopies, and there's canopies for the middle of the when you're walking, you know, from spot to spot. You will not get wet here at all. And it's what a great place. You know, you're talking about over 40 vendors, maybe 46, I don't know how many vendors, but at least over 40, because I've gone down and looked at every one of them.
And so,
and we're learning a lot about them.
And so we preempted, of course, the shows. And
that's right.
Thank you to Dr. Patty Bay, who said, you know what, we are going to, we want to support local, stay local, and we know that there's a lot of supplements and a lot of things that we use out of Orchard Nutrition, which is just an incredible place. And thank you so much. Well, right now we are with the general manager, the guy who's in charge of everything, Chad. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, you know what? This is a, you know, first of all, Orchard Nutrition is just a stellar outfit anyway. We come down here a lot. We use it. And now we're finding out, you know, from some of your vendors that we've missed some of the stuff in here.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
there's
in the
so many supplements.
Wow.
In there. It's ridiculous.
It's
good food.
Not only the supplements, which are you've got a big sale going on today for that.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, we have a sale that a one day only sale. So that's the if you come down today, you get that extra discount. If you come tomorrow, we won't be here.
You know, Chad, you seem very relaxed. I mean, now you've executed getting all the tents up and all the. You know, and everybody's here, and everybody seems really positive. We've loved our interviews. What keeps you so calm?
I just love this part of it. This is my favorite part. The stressful part is last week getting everything put together, but once it's actually going, this is the great part.
You know, and this is because the stress is getting it ready to go. The stress is making sure everything is set up, everybody, you know, getting like that. But then this whole morning, Chad's just going from spot to spot, you know, it's because everybody's here. Now, one of the things that we've liked about, see now, Orchard Nutrition has been here now 30.
We've been in business since 1982. Yeah.
You grew too big for your last building, so now
yep.
You're in here. And this has been a continuous love fest between Orchard Nutrition and your customers. How have you managed to keep that?
Oh, geez, it's we have so many great local customers. I mean, and, you know, people come out of town, too, of course, but it's just great. Everybody's supporting us over the years. I mean, you couldn't do it without all you guys, so it's just a great feeling.
But you know what, too, is you all have grown. I mean, you grow yourself. You're not afraid to change. You know, like, you know, in the deli, fixing sandwiches for people, they can order them online, come in there, pick them up. You know, and sandwiches are great. And we were talking to the people from the Edibles Endeavors Nursery.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Now, that sounds, you know, we have not tried that, but I tell you what, we are now.
Yeah, yeah, he makes some great stuff, and his wife, we've carried them for about just about 6 months, 8 months now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a fairly new company.
Well, they started with helping their own family who had a stomach operations to help with their digestion. And, you know, it worked so well that they've started this.
Right.
So it's a microgreen. So this is something we're going to try after today, plus all the different groups here. So,
how many vendors?
Yeah. How many vendors? I counted last night. It was 50.
Oh, okay. I would say 40-something. So we've got 50 vendors. So you can just imagine what you're going to learn today. I mean, and then, again, free samples, free tasting, free – my gosh, you know.
Free,
the girl,
free? No, not everything's free.
Well, I mean, you know, people just.
I see people walking around.
Information's free.
That's
everybody's
true.
Got a big bag full of stuff. Is that great or what? And,
well, Chad, congratulations again on another successful health fair.
Yeah, thank you.
At Orchard Nutrition. We really appreciate you and all that you do and Joe. And, again, you're somebody we've had on before and that you talked about how you just started a – that you just grew up inside the business, and that's good leadership, and there you are again. Thank you for being with us. I looked right at you today, and I was like, okay, you got a baseball cap. We're all like, So, you know, you're a good leader, too.
Me.
Thank you so much,
I
Chad.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for everything you all do. You know what? And it's not only that, it's but everything they do for our community.
Yes.
They're very big in supporting the veterans. They're very big in supporting our other groups around here. But they're low-key. You know, if we didn't say it, they're not going to say it. That's the way Joe, Chad, and everybody else is here at Orchard Nutrition. So thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
Now we have...
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
And what's your name?
Christina Johnson.
And I've been looking at this. I've been looking at your table all morning. Essential oils.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? And I've been looking at your table. And you have like a steady stream of people over there. So what are you offering to our to the people that are here today?
Today I am just promoting my necessary nutrient formula. It's a whole food vitamin. It's a powder.
Okay.
And you just put a tablespoon in water, or juice, or a smoothie, and it gives you a lot of nutrients that is missing from our food supply.
Right.
And
what's the name of that?
It's called Necessary Nutrients.
Necessary Nutrients.
And my business name is Wild Mountain Herbs.
Okay, great. So you're, let's see, where?
In the brown, right over there with the brown
okay.
thing.
Wild Mountain Herbs. Do you make this?
I make, I have over 50 products that I make. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I live in Trinity County, and I make almost everything from the seed to the product.
Where in Trinity?
In Deer Lick Springs
okay.
area.
Deer Lick Springs, yes.
Yeah. I live 4 miles from the nearest neighbor.
You're a mountain mama.
Yes.
You're a mountain mama.
Off grid.
Off grid, and you love to just like start from the seed and create over 50 products.
Yes.
Okay, so today you're, like, again, you're talking about this nutrient. Let's talk about it. So you put it in a glass of water, and it's a teaspoonful.
A tablespoon in water
okay.
each day. It gives a lot of energy and stamina. And I have a very rigorous life growing.
I guess you do.
All these things and living off grid and firewood and everything.
You do it all.
So I
not used to be with a microphone.
I really noticed when I stopped taking nutrient for a couple of days, I feel kind of dragged out, and I go, okay, I need to start taking my stuff again.
So what are the ingredients that you
use? Do you dry them? How did you figure out how to make this formulation?
Just from experience and from research on the different superfoods.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get a good balance of the different vitamins. Like I have chia seeds in there for protein. I have nutritional yeast in there for B vitamins. I have rose hips and lemon and orange peel in there for vitamin C. I have a whole bunch of greens for all the things that greens give you. And I get the highest quality ingredients. I don't grow everything that is in this particular formula. My herbal extracts, my salves are all made from products that I grow in my yard and
Are your salves like for what, muscle aches
I have a joint and muscle salve.
Uh-huh.
I have one that's very popular in Reading that's for skin cancer and anti-skin cancer, age spots, and I've had people try it that have had a lot of skin cancer removed, and they start using it, and they don't have it anymore. I've been really overexposed to the sun in my life. I grew up in Santa Barbara, and I use that on my skin all the time.
You have
and
great
I feel,
skin.
Yeah, you do.
You have great skin.
And for being out in the sun,
like
you don't
I
have
would
those.
Be covered with age spots
wow.
if I didn't use this stuff.
Wow.
And I've seen huge age spots disappear off people's hands from this product. It's not really well known because it takes about 50 years from when a product is discovered for it to get into the general knowledge.
Well, we hope we're going to help you with
We're
going to help you with that. We hope. Now, how do people get a hold of you or your product? Where do you get it at?
I have a website that's just informational.
Uh huh.
And that's wildmountainherbs.org. I have an email address I have a phone number.
Well, are your formulas for sale in around here?
They are for sale at Orchard.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we're looking for. Yeah.
And they are for sale in other regional stores, but this is the only store in Reading.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to come over and buy that stuff that you put in your drink to make you have energy.
That sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break. It's Linda and Carl Bott.
Yep.
Well, it's me and Linda Bott. I mean, I know who I am. We're down at Orchard Nutrition. It's their annual health fair. It's going to go till 2 o'clock today. You're only going to have us here about another 45 minutes. But I tell you what, we're learning so much about what's available with in our area right here, and to help with your health, help with energy, all local. Most of these are just like local businesses, too, which makes it even better. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio. That's right, Free Fire Radio on Saturday right here at Orchard Nutrition in the parking lot for their annual health fair. Come on down. Everything is covered. Don't worry about the rain or anything like that. People are carrying around plants. They're carrying around samples. It's just a lot of fun down here right now. So we'll be right back.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's right, Free Fire Radio here. We have displaced On the Watch and the Patty Bay Show this morning because we're down at Orchard Nutrition for their annual health fair, and we've met so many interesting people and so many different interesting products that are out here. In fact, Linda's going from spot to spot picking up either samples or buying it.
I did buy the last mountain. Oh, gosh.
Mountain herbs.
Mountain herbs. And I love the fact that she lives off-grid. There's a woman who lives, breathes, and eats her passion and makes it. And so there's a jar that you can use a tablespoon inside your water. And we're all looking for those things. We've met, by the way, somebody who I think is fascinating we're going to have on the show, too, is Louis Volpe. Of course, the Go Java bean. I mean, if you just look at the packaging, it's just, Next to us, the gal who's got selling the teas and the Edible Endeavor Nursery that were amazing. And, of course, we had Tillman Health Spas on. Just to name a few, there's over 50 vendors here today. Yes, we are in a little bit of rain underneath the tent, but don't let that stop you. It's passing by. And we still got tons of people out here today.
There's lots of people because everything is covered here.
Yes, absolutely.
It's covered in the and you can walk from spot to spot. You're not getting wet. You've got canopies down the center.
Yeah.
You might get a little drop on you, but not much. We are perfectly dry.
Yeah, we've had balloons. I mean, you know, it's really exciting. We got the Pirate Secret. They came in our first guest. Again, you know, we're at the very end of the line. Well, actually, four from the very end of the line.
But
so there's food at the front. And then you said Roots. We had Roots on. Oh,
yeah,
my
Roots
gosh.
On, Roots Juice Bar. The lady next to us with the tea and the natural organic tea and another thing that gives you, a little more energy. But, you know, one of them, I couldn't tell you which ones, you know, we're not going to say which, that was my favorite because they're all really good. But this new one, that's a new product here in town, and it's great, and it's grown right here in town, the Edible Endeavors Nursery. They take the first growth before it gets, when it's about 2 inches tall. So you've got all the nutrients in it, and it's got really, really strong flavor. So when you're looking at kale, it's a strong broccoli flavor, radishes, cilantro, all that stuff is in there. So, you know, you know what I'm enjoying? I like watching the
people. I kind of feel like we're watching a parade right now. We're commentating on the parade.
Right.
Well, and we're going to get some more guests here in just a moment. But, gosh, you know, we're just having a great time. Here's one of our loyal listeners who's been a good friend. What are you drinking there in that cup?
This is Java Bean, and it's actually made with mushrooms. And it's a very intense coffee.
Yes. Have you had it before this?
No, I have not.
Okay, so let's move your coffee over here. And I've already had some. Don't worry. But you brought your own coffee cup?
Yes, I did.
And what are you just tasting everything today you can out of that cup?
Yes. The nutritional yeast over there is wonderful, but it is expensive.
Okay, okay.
And the meat samples were absolutely delicious.
What? Tell us about the meat samples.
Well, the one, Elk River was okay. Very good.
Okay.
But then the plant-based, the plant-based sausage.
Ooh.
And the plant-based hamburger patty. Oh, very delicious.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. We know that you're quite the cook.
Oh, yeah.
So you love stuff like that. Absolutely. Okay. So what else have you thought? What have you seen today that's been, kind of blew your mind?
Well, I think it's wonderful that, you know, it's going to rain, but we got all these people donating, all these companies giving us the free samples.
Free
it's
samples?
Really great. Yeah.
And
the honey guy, he's really good.
Okay.
He's got really good service. And then the dairy farmer, they're giving out the samples of raw milk.
Ooh.
And I grew up on raw milk, raw milk.
Okay, you did. So tell us a little bit about how you grew up. What do you mean, like, that you milked your cow?
Well, we had, we lived in farming area, but
yes.
We weren't necessarily farmers, but we also got raw milk, and my dad would raise a pig and feed him the extra milk. Sometimes we had our own milk cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I love that.
It's there's a whole thing about raw milk, and I've attended a few seminars on raw milk and how it's beneficial for you as the pasteurized and how they have to beat the milk and all the stuff they do with pasteurized milk that you buy in the stores and how it does not give you the same kind of nutrients as the raw milk.
Yeah, once you even pasteurizing at a high intense, like ultra-pasteurized, you're killing a lot of natural.
Right.
And the other thing, the homogenized, then breaks up the fat particles into the milk and settles in your veins. So,
right. Yeah. So you've been to the honey guy, you've been to the milk guy, you've tried the beef. So that's why we're trying to encourage everybody. Okay, yes, there's a little bit of rain going on. Park your cars. Everything's under tents. Look at you. You're here. Don't we have a great turnout?
Yes.
And everything's going on until 2:00 today.
Right.
So.
And you know what? It's not that bad. The rain is just a little bit. Everything is under the tents, and we need. You know, we're tough people here.
We're tough people. That's right. No, I think it's so great here. And you brought your own little tin coffee cup, so you're trying a little of this, a little of that. You want to know what's going on here. I love that about you.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you for all the wonderful tickets I get. I just really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate a loyal listener,
yes,
and you have
and
been very much that.
Yeah,
so.
It really keeps me informed. I love local radio. I'm a radio addict.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being
you,
on
Linda.
Today. All right. Take care. Have a great rest of the day. Well, Carl's out trying to get you know, some more of our vendors. You have a good day. Good to see you, darling. And we're live here. Yeah, this is 96.5. You know, Doc, you usually probably like, where's Patty? Well, Patty decided, thank you so much, Patty. She preempted her show. It'll be on next week. She's got two really good shows coming up, all of her shows. I love to listen to them, of course, on the podcast. And you can listen in the archives when you go to KCNR.com. You can go to some of these and hear shows from the past. But right now, again, Carl and I are down here live at Orchard Nutrition, and it's just really cool to see everybody. I mean, people really want to be informed. They're engrossed. They're out here today, booth to booth. And again, we've had some incredible information of what we're learning. And a lot of this, you know how much we believe we are a locally owned station, veteran owned station, and we believe in supporting local. We know how hard it is to have a local business. And when you see these people that are passionate, that love it or created it, like the guy from Go Java Bean. I mean, if you just like, this is world class packaging. This guy, you know, you'll see the pictures of him. He's an extreme athlete. He surfs, he skis, he bikes, he backpacks. And this is a Superior Food Blend premium organic coffee. And our loyal listener who sat in front of us today, just a few seconds ago, was drinking his coffee and has been tasting and testing some of the food. So you're going to come down here today. You're going to learn about some of our local vendors, the oils and salves and potions and internal things. Everybody's got like a blender and taster and tester, and it's just so cool. Here comes Carl. He's darting from one thing, but so who'd you find? Who do we have?
Well, we have a number of people coming over. You know what's happening is that a lot of these are single vendors,
yes.
And there's so many people coming through.
It.
I just had jalapeno. I just had the jalapeno bread.
Uh-oh.
Cheese bread.
Uh-oh.
You know, while you're hitting here, chit-chatting with everybody, I've been going from spot to spot eating.
I've been saying, where are you?
Organic
stretching,
beef.
Stretching.
Organic beef. I'm eating vegan sausage. I'm
What's really rocked your world so far?
You know what? There's been, you know what? Every one of these people here are just really truly believe in what they have.
Well, you know, the mountain mama that was here, and I mean literally lives off grid. I went over and it's called Wild Mountain Herbs Necessary Nutrients. It's in a like a care, you know, like a, one of the like a jar like an
a canning jar.
Well, I don't know, I would call that like what you put preserves in, like
that's
preserve
a canning jar.
And it says, naturally grown and prepared with great care by Wild Mountain Herbs, a family business in the pristine mountains of Northern California. She lives off-grid in Deer Lake Springs.
You know what? We need to have somebody that's coming through here to talk to us. This guy looks like a great guy. Come on down and join us here.
Good morning.
You've come here to see all the vendors and everything. Just tell us what
just
your first name is.
Get up there
on
that microphone,
yeah,
buddy.
What's your name?
Yes,
hi.
My name is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
So why did you come down here today?
I'm down here with my family, like checking out the interesting stuff. And can you hear me
better
now?
Yeah,
a lot better
thank
now.
You, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking it out. So
yeah.
would you say that your family, you look like in pretty good shape here. Would you say your family is, you know, into the health side of life?
We try to do the best we can. There's so much information out there, so try to use this forum as a way to help us get informed. We'd like to exercise. We like being outside. So
what do you mean? What are you seeing here today? You like?
I just got some turmeric. I like taking turmeric for anti-inflammatory stuff, so
okay.
I like that.
But do you believe in the natural way of handling things as opposed to pharmaceuticals then?
I believe in anything that works, to be honest
right.
with you. If it works, then I'm going to try
right.
it. You know?
So,
I like that. No, but you know what? You're very pragmatic.
Yes.
Because you say, if it works for me, then I'm going to use it. You know, and if it's natural, that's fine.
Well, and it's always interesting trying to figure out the difference between causation and correlation. There's a lot of stuff that correlates to work, and why does it actually work? And that's always it's always a problem trying to figure
right.
out what works and what doesn't work.
And turmeric
is
a very good anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, that's right.
And so do you work out? You look like you're a fit buff guy.
Yeah, my family, we go to we do CrossFit. So
okay.
We go to North State CrossFit.
Okay.
Okay. So when you say your family here, I mean you've got kids.
My wife's here, and my two girls are here. They're 7 and 9.
Great. Well, you're starting at an early age. I think that's great.
We're like trying.
That. We're trying.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Okay,
so
thank
this
you
is
guys.
This, yeah,
have a nice day.
All right,
thank you,
you
too.
Too. We love this community, I swear. Thanks so much, Tony.
You know, Tony just jumped in, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
just,
it
yeah,
wasn't
was
like,
going,
oh,
come
no,
on,
Tony goes, I can do that.
Come on.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm seeing people from, you know, it's a little bit of rain here, but it's everything is covered, so you're not worried too much about that. There's people that are all through the center here.
You know what I think?
I think it's sunshine, really.
When people want to feel better, Carl, when your mission in life is to pay attention to your – I don't think – I bet you everybody here maybe's had fast food in their life, but this is not a fast food crowd. These are the people who care about wanting to feel better. And Orchard Nutrition is where you're going to get the best qualities. The best quality of different things. So today, again, with 50-some plus vendors here, with everything from the milk, you heard about this earlier, the raw milk.
There is raw milk here today.
Yeah,
right,
and the honey, and the people that make their organic things to put that, you know, that they've grown, that they want you to taste. And, I mean, I'm just totally blown away by the Edible Endeavors Nursery. We got to take a break. We can go on and on and on.
You know what? We're down here at Orchard Nutrition. Here in the parking lot, everything is covered. We've got DJ Bobette up there blasting away. You've got every type of vendor for health that you can imagine. I mean every kind, from trace elements to, you know, fresh organic bread to teas to coffees, Go Java Bean, all of these right here with us. So come on down. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be right back after these messages.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love to me.
No, we need... Are we up here? We're taking a selfie.
Get over
and
here.
Posting it. Hey.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, this is Carl in the Bot. Yeah, that's right. We're here at Orchard Nutrition with Free Fire Radio. I know we're all usually on Monday through Friday, but we've asked Dave and Patty to let us take their times today as we're down here at the annual health fair of Orchard Nutrition in the parking lot here. And there's over 50 vendors. I was saying over 40, but it found out there's over 50 vendors here. Everything from coffee to trace elements to essential oils to spas to organic beef. And by the way, they're giving organic beef samples. And I've already been over there twice, and it's been outstanding. Sausages, you know, plants, everything you can imagine right here. Plus a huge, huge, huge sale going on one day right here at Orchard Nutrition and all the supplements. So come on down and see everybody. I'm watching people eating and drinking as they're wandering past us here. So what's been your favorite thing so far, hon?
Well, I really loved
really liked that lady from out in Trinity County. I know it's
I liked her, but I'm still really – I can't wait to interview this guy at more in depth. He came up and he just –
Good job of being.
He is like – again, we talked about the fact, you know, when you see those TEDx talkers.
Yeah.
Like – or, you know, speakers. He's that dynamic. This guy has founded this company. Like you said, he's been a local business guy, makes his product down on Airport Road, packaged like world class. And we had a little taste of the coffee, and it's you put a little stuff in your – I love it. I've been really, really impressed with Edible Endeavors Nursery. The fact that – and I love how some things are born out of health issues. This guy and his wife started this nursery, microgreens, because of the fact that there were some stomach surgeries, acid reflux, and they found that if they had ate these microgreens, that the body could heal within the, you know, because when you get out of, we all know that if you get your intestinal,
the flora in your intestines,
and that gets screwed up. All kinds of things can stem from disease from that.
That's right.
Fungus, actually, people walking around with fungus inside their system.
Oh, that's something to think about.
No,
thank
it's
you.
Gross, but it's true, and it can happen to any of us. So I love the personal stories. You know me, I'm all about testimonials.
Well, so. You know what? It's you know, we're watching the people that are coming through here. You would think, okay, there's a little rain going on. It would slow down. It's not slowing down at all. The people coming through here, it's a little light sprinkle, so don't even worry about that because everything's covered. Nobody's getting wet here unless you want to walk around and frolic outside. But I'm seeing little kids in their – what would you call that? Is that your – that dress there? Is that like a princess dress?
Yes, princess dress. And I'm posting this right now, so you know, let me just –
okay, we're putting it
let
on –
let me focus on this.
Putting it on Facebook so you can see what's going on around here. And then Wade Riggs on Riggs Media is streaming a lot of this. So it's been a lot of fun. So this lady is going to sit down, and I'm so glad you did, because now you get to be on the radio.
How are you?
Put it right up there next to your face.
Okay, let's find out who you are and why you're here. Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Teresa Michael.
And are you a vendor, or are you a guest?
A guest.
And what brings you out here today?
Oh, I love Orchard.
Orchard and
I come here almost daily.
Do you?
I love the store. The people are amazing. They're like family to me, and often come to the store just because they're family.
Oh,
I love,
that's
love,
awesome.
Love,
well, you know, we know Joe really well, and I can believe that because his feeling for his customers are more like a feeling for a family out here. So when you see all these different vendors, what's been your favorite vendor so far? Do you have one?
Probably the ones that did the trace water because I helped fix their things so they wouldn't get all wet.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
No,
you know,
they all are really good.
So Joe has to realize that people come by just for a cup of Joe. Patricia.
A cup of Joe.
A daily cup of Joe.
Yep. Anyway, but it's great. Can I say one thing?
Please.
I've been wanting to say on radio forever.
Please do.
You know, Randy at the bike shop over here on Athens.
Yes.
There isn't many people that come in homeless that he doesn't help fix their bike. And I've always wanted to tell the community, if anybody ever wants to just donate or offer, he's amazing. And I've watched him with the homeless not charge anything and help them. And so I just send a blessing for the community just to love on him because he's just off the chart great.
You know what? Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
For that.
Yes.
And
you
just said it on the radio.
I say it really well.
And what's the name of the bike shop?
On Athens here. Uh-huh. I should remember. It's Randy's shop.
It's Randy's shop right here on Athens.
So
right. We can see it from here.
They are amazing. I took my grandmother's.
In fact, I took my bike there.
Yeah, we took our bike. I have a 67. No, a 78 Schwinn.
Yeah.
And it was my grandmother's. It's purple, you know, 3-speed. And I took it there, and they went, oh, they coveted.
They wanted it.
And so I got all the tires and everything all fixed up. And so there's the guys. You know, they could take it in. They take an interest. They want to know every little detail.
He doesn't
turn
anyone away.
Right.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, guys, for
thank
being here.
You
no,
so
thank
much,
you,
Teresa. Hello, sunshine.
And now we are here
good
with
morning.
Hat Creek.
How are you, Hat Creek? We love you. Come on, get in there. Good
okay,
morning.
You got to talk into that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we
that's,
want you to get
not...
on the air.
Right now?
Right
absolutely.
Now.
We're live. We are live on the radio.
We're live right
radio
now.
Radio Land can
I
hear you.
Well, thank you for
I've
having
had
me.
Three slices of the beef that you have. I was going to bring one back to Linda, but it never made it. I don't know what happened. I was afraid it was going to get cold.
He ate it on the way because he was afraid.
I was afraid it was going to get cold.
I know. That's okay. We love Hat.
Well,
Creek.
I did send some to Linda, just so you know, Linda.
Okay, all right. Well, you know,
she
that doesn't surprise
that.
Me. I, you know.
So tell us about Hat Creek.
So Hat Creek grown beef is 100% grass-fed beef, grass-fed and finished. A lot of people have been making that clarification today because there are a lot of folks that don't actually finish their beef so to the fattening point where they're completely fattened on grass. We do. And we've been in business since 1903.
Oh, wow.
My great-grandpa landed in Hat Creek in 1903, and we've been managing our land and water and livestock sustainable for that many years, and we're still in business and going strong.
Wow.
I have never heard that expression, finished.
Yeah, well,
I've learned that
today. A lot of times what they'll do is, you know, a lot of times cattle will graze, and they finish them, they'll bring them into a place and finish them up on grain. That happens, but when that happens, then you're getting the GMO grain. And
well,
not necessarily.
You can, but what it really does is it negates the positive fats in the meat compound because the grain finishing takes away that good, healthy fats for you.
Right, right.
Okay, so it negates that process.
Okay.
So if they call it just grass-fed,
right?
If it's not 100% grass-fed and finished on grass,
wow,
then you don't have all those positive fats.
See, and this is the important thing because a lot of times you'll see grass-fed, you know, just like the term organic. A lot of times, organic means so many things to different people. When you're talking organic, you're talking about nothing. There's no pesticides. There's nothing. Your cattle are raised in an environment free-ranging where there's nothing like that out there.
That's exactly right, Carl. And, you know, there's a new watchword out there. It used to be sustainable. Now it's regenerative.
Oh.
And it's really interesting because we have been regenerative and sustainable for a long, long time. We haven't used any artificial fossil fuels or chemicals on our properties, and we manage everything sustainably and regeneratively. We compost our property.
Really?
Yes. We make sure that the cattle don't get any artificial hormones or unnecessary antibiotics, and they are never put in a feedlot and fed grain or fed even feeds brought to them. They're always on the pasture grazing. And my husband is a real artful grazer, and that's really key.
Artful grazer. And
artful,
I bet you there is an art to it.
I want to go on a cattle roundup or push where you move them from spot to spot. You
will
do it on horses? Or?
Will you
oh
please?
My gosh.
We do it on horseback.
You know
all
what?
Right.
I would be honored to do that sometime.
Yeah.
You have an invitation.
Okay.
I mean
okay.
that.
I'm
would,
serious.
I tell you what, I would love to do that on a horse that, you know, is you know, meant for somebody of not quite the, you know, the abilities as it used to have many years ago. But I would love to do that, just to go out one time with y'all and do this and do a report on that.
And do a report on that.
We would love to have you. And this is the time of year. It is ripe. We are moving from our winter range in Oak Run to Hat Creek, to our home base. And then we're pushing him from our Hat Creek base to our U.S. Forest Service rangelands.
Wow.
Summer grazing ground, which is 40,000 acres. And literally, we walk out the end of our ranch, so it would be the north end of the ranch, 5 miles, and we get to our range, and then we move our cattle through that range all summer and bring them home in October. So there's a lot of horseback time right now.
Well, I tell you what, I have my own saddle, and if you have a horse that can be ridden easily, I'll be glad to go along there and trot right along and do exactly what you want me to do.
Perfect.
I would love to do that. Ben.
Perfect.
No,
okay.
1903, your great grandfather, okay,
came from Holland.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, from Holland. He left the Civil War in about 1867, moved to Caton Valley. I had his first wife there, and they had quite a passel of kids. She passed away, poor thing. He married then a gal from Hat Creek, and located there, and we've been on the same property since then.
You're talking about our Civil War.
Our Civil War.
So he fought in our Civil War.
Yes, he did.
Okay, as many of our, immigrants did. When they were getting off the boat, they got signed up to be in the Army in many cases. And then from there he came out here, and he's established a ranch that's still going strong today.
Love it.
And of course, our pieces of beef have the little American flag with them.
They do.
Because it's all USA grown, and we really appreciate the service of our military.
Well, we appreciate
what
them.
A great,
all,
you
the,
are,
all the things you all
do. Make my
heart
feel good.
And she just offered me a chance to ride a horse, you know, for all day to help them. Help the moo cat. I don't know how much of a help I will be, but I'll try to stay out of the way.
I know it'll be fun.
For 2 days later, I could do it like on a Friday, then for Saturday and Sunday, I can just lay someplace.
You can recover.
I can
recover. Salt baths. Yeah,
you know what? If you have not tried
Hat. Some of the salve here that they're selling.
Try it all. If you have not tried Hat Creek beef, you've got to do it. Yeah. I mean, it's when we say, you know, it's funny. When my dad was running plants for Swift & Company, they went to Arizona, and what was going on was they lots of cattle, but it was all range cattle. So back then, you know, they had to have a lot of fat and marbling in them.
Right.
So they come off the ranges, they wouldn't have that. So then they'd have to spend the money to get them fat. But now, today, decades later, everybody wants a lean beef.
Right.
Like that's tasty, but it doesn't have so much fat content in it. Isn't that amazing?
And we've taken exactly the opposite approach, Carl.
Yeah.
So that's what's really, you know, I do all the genetic work for our animals.
Wow.
And I have purchased the bulls, basically, over the past 30, 40 years.
Right.
Focusing on meat qualities. So marbling qualities. So those cattle can marble on forages and be really tasty. And then we also add a really expensive component, which is dry aging for 21 days, which
Whoa.
Is
lost
art, really,
it
in
is.
The
Whoa.
Industry. Because most of the meat you're going to find in the case basically can be from 3 days to, you know, a couple of weeks wet aged in a package, as opposed to ours is hung, dry aged in a humidity-controlled environment, hand-trimmed by custom butchers, and then sliced up and
Do you do all your processing up there at the ranch?
We do not.
Okay.
We go to a USDA-inspected facility. It's actually USDA-inspected certified organic facility in Orland, another small family business that's been there for decades.
And they only handle organic, and that's important because nothing gets contaminated that way.
Right, yes. Well, and yes, we started to go down the organic path, so I'm going to clarify that a little bit. We are not certified organic.
Okay.
We think that's a bunch of hooey. We do not believe that a third-party person can fly in and look at our stuff and go, okay, you're certified organic. We live certified organic. We
yes, you do.
We live beyond organic.
Yeah,
we
okay.
don't use any chemical fertilizers or pesticides or hormones or any of that.
Right.
But we believe it's our ethic that we make sure that our beef are really 100% natural and the real deal.
Grass-fed, grass-finished. Handled in facilities, USDA facilities that don't, you know, handle a lot of different types of cattle.
Cross-contamination can happen easily.
21 days of
dry
aging.
It's like kosher. You know, you can't cross-contaminate kosher. You got two kitchens, two sinks.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah,
been there with the kosher people.
Exactly. So you guys, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for being here.
Yeah,
but I bet there are some hungry folks
down
there
that are
ready
Thank you for taking
thank
the time
so
with us. Okay.
Really thank appreciate
you.
It.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bobette. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in our Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. That's right, Free Fire Radio on a Saturday. Yesterday we were with 10,000 of our closest friends down in Roaring
Cauldron. Was that yesterday? Oh, my gosh. This guy just came by and said, aren't you tired? I've been listening to you for a week. You're everywhere.
We ought to have Patrick. Here comes Patrick. But Patrick and Billy just came rolling through. Come on in, Patrick. Say hello.
I'm going to put him off for a minute because he's ready to go live in a second. What do you guys time?
You guys are rocking it here at noon.
I know.
Yeah, well, we're going to kind of tear
this
down.
This is pretty amazing, honestly.
I know, my
really
God. We have had the most. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. You know, tune on over.
What are you guys
eating? We've just had the most amazing people on.
I don't think you can say that.
Eating?
No, I thought you were going to say something else. Like, switch over to Patrick and Billy.
I did.
No, don't say that.
Enjoy. You're dry right, and it's great out here.
We have a great canopy
thank
right
you so
there.
Much.
Take care. Patrick and Billy, of course, 297.
They were there yesterday, too.
People say to us, well, how can you do that? Well, I tell you why. And let's be just honest about this. When we started the business, you know, we're a radio station, and they're on radio stations. Patrick and Billy have been so nice. Well, we were friends beforehand, and we have never, if anything, we've gotten to be much better friends.
Right, and we were across the street at another radio station.
Yeah, and we're
and
still, you know what?
We just are on talking. We talk to everybody because, you know, we're in this thing together. We
you
do
know,
belong
the day,
to the same community.
That's right. When I was in the chili cook-off or on the tasting, I was sitting in between Gibson and Bremer, who are a team in the morning. I was sitting in between them. We're all talking. We're all friends.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Davis, who, you know, Dwayne Davis from over at, Reading
Radio,
who was one of the people we talked to when we were talking about it.
Right.
So, you know, I guess maybe that's not a good business to do something like that. But you know what? We've gone by their places and they've said hello to us on there.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And again, we are out here live. There's over 50 vendors in front of Orchard Nutrition. Yes, the tents are up, so you can dart from place to place. But
you're
going to
be dry. You'll be dry here.
You're going to find out some excellent information. You're going to taste things. You're going to experience things. You're going to be able to smell things. And there's just lotions, potions, and food, and all the good stuff, isn't there,
everything
Carl?
You can imagine. And you know, you can get, if you feel like, I can get maybe a little coffee. Well, we got a coffee place down here. You want a little roast beef? There's roast beef over there with our friends at Hat Creek Station. Pam Giacomini used to be one of our supervisors here. Is now up there. We have, you know, everybody is coming through here and looking, and we got Trace Elements, Pirate Secret. I mean, there's just, you know, place after place after place here. And also a huge, huge, huge sale inside Orchard Nutrition right now.
So,
on all
Jared,
on supplements.
And we want to thank our morning shows as well for what's the word I want to say?
Well, they're letting us take their time there.
They preempted their shows.
They preempted their shows for us. And next week we're going to have Dr. Patty's going to be running back-to-back shows.
Yeah, she's
on,
great.
Okay, on infidelity.
Right.
Why it happens.
Affairs
how to get past it in the second show. I think those are going to
be.
She is such an expert.
She's worked so hard.
And then the
such
more,
a great person.
And then the
community.
Watch with our Dave and about veterans issues here in town. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to find a better show week by week that talks about veterans issues and how to get assistance if you need it. But things that are going on to help veterans.
Right.
And, you know, again, we so much appreciate that happening. And we have, of course, we have listeners coming by and chit-chatting with us during the breaks. You know, it's just a great time to come down and see this. Get literally bags full of bling.
Yeah.
Is it bling? Is our
product?
Products?
No,
okay,
no.
Rock.
Bling is a bling is something shiny that you know that like crows like to, you know, they put it out in. What am I trying to say?
You're talking about like the Oscars and all that.
Yeah, that's bling. But no, they also put shiny things out where crows and birds.
Crows.
Yeah, in gardens so that they don't. You know,
oh, it keeps them away.
Right.
No. But these are products, things that
yeah.
you're anything from coffee to tea.
I need
to
some of
everything.
That brain food.
Yeah.
I need some of that brain tea.
I tell you
right
what,
next to us.
There, you know, you can tell the people that are here that they're
they love what they do.
They love what they do, and what they're doing is for health.
Yeah.
And all that. So, I don't know. What I would tell people is, don't worry about getting wet. There's, you know, you've got plenty of canopies here. People in with their umbrellas, and. These other listeners are coming through and saying hello, which is cool. We like that. Come on down. See what's going on with the health fair today. Oh, wait a minute. We've got somebody here. We've got a couple of minutes left.
You said on the radio something about the first Thursday of the month, but you didn't say where it was that she's going to be singing.
Oh, it's going to be at Wind River.
Wind River in Elements Lounge. This Thursday and next Thursday, so the 23rd and 30th.
Now,
and I have great musicians.
What time? This
5:30 to 8:30 this Thursday, and 7 to 9 on the 30th.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, let me write this down here. Yeah, we can do that. And then on this Thursday, you're going to get an opportunity to hear another lady by the name of Peggy Gold, who was another one of the gold diggers when Linda was with Dean Martin, and so was Peggy. And she's coming up here, so she's going to be able to come in, and she and Linda are going to be doing a few sets, too. That's going to be this Thursday, this coming Thursday, at Wind River and Elements Lounge. The service and food there is just outstanding, what can I say? Again, we're down here at Orchard Nutrition. We've got Linda and I got about 3 minutes left before we shut down. But this is going to be going on till 2:00. Every vendor you can possibly imagine that has to do with health, things you put in your body, foods, fresh meat, organic teas, coffees, trace minerals, everything from fish oil. To bread is here today. It's got it all. So I urge you to come down and visit. Go on into Orchard Nutrition. Like we said, they're having a huge sale on supplements right there. And there's you can find anything you want when it comes to health right here at the Orchard Nutrition Annual Health Fair. So, Jared, what we got here?
All
about
right.
2 minutes?
We have 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
All right.
Okay, you know what I want to talk about? And then on Monday, we're going to have Judy Maxwell coming in on Monday for our show. And Judy's going to be talking about the single-payer health care system and what it would do to the health of the health insurance or your lack of health insurance in this country. And then on Tuesday, we're trying to get Donnell Eward in from Health and Human Services to talk about his plan and what he's doing, what his thoughts are. There was some consternation among the the Board of Supervisors about which way we were going with the navigation center. And Donnell says, you know what, we don't have the funds to do all of it, so we've got to be able to do some of it. The Board of Supervisors agreed with it, but we've got to see where the next plan is. And then, of course, after that, we're talking veterans. We've got so many things going on this coming week. So join us on Monday morning from 7 to 9. Linda will be traveling.
I'm going to just do a quick shout-out. I'm going to be in Los Angeles attending Lee Hill's funeral. Lee Hill, of course, was my mentor and musical director of the Dean Martin shows, Christmas in California shows, the Dean Martin roasts. And when I joined the group in 1978, this can get my age away, but I don't care.
You were 10.
I was 19 years old. So I'm going to be joining all of these girls that are going to be coming from all over the country in his honor, in the memory of Lee Hill. So I'll be at Chapel. I'm not exactly sure. It's going to be in L.A. somewhere in the hills where he's going to be you know, the funeral and then the graveside services.
Yeah.
So it's at 1 o'clock on Monday. I'm flying overnight just to do a 24-hour turnaround on JetBlue. That should be interesting. And I'll be back on Tuesday on my birthday.
Your birthday is,
okay,
that's right.
Okay, so you're taking all your happy birthday wishes. Thank you so much.
There you go.
I feel blessed.
Jared, we're going to start. We'll start tearing down here, buddy. And thanks so much, as usual, for doing a great job. Our producer, Jared King, is just, you know what? He's an exceptional gentleman. And then he and I will then compare thoughts on Game of Thrones on Monday.
And I'm bummed because my parents don't get HBO. So I'm not going to get to see it for I don't know when.
Anyway, okay, Jared. Everybody, come on down to the health fair. You're not going to be sorry. We'll see you. Carl and the bot. Monday, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 14.